We're here again. You've gathered with us. Thank you. God bless you. We're glad you came to the Holy Ghost Calling website. Brother Freedom is going to be anointed again because the Lord's got a message for people in many places. We want to send our best wishes to our friends in Africa and other parts of the world. Thank you for your emails. God bless you all richly. Father, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you, Lord, that you're always winning. You're always succeeding. You're so wonderful. And Lord, we want to be on your coattails. We want to please you, and we want to go with you, and we want you to be our leader. We want to be the followers. Bless Brother Freedom today and the listener out there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for your word says every good and perfect gift that comes down to the Father above and over there is no variableness, neither shadow turning. And Lord, we thank you that your word is real. We thank you that you're forever faithful. We thank you for all the many blessings. And Lord, I thank you for all the time that you heal people from my inability. And I know you do it, and you do it in a wonderful way. How you've touched Tony, you've touched other people. Marvelous, wonderful people. And Father, we just know all these miracles. And our brother in South Africa, I pray that you're going to bless him mightily this day. And those around him, and wherever you are throughout the world, I pray that God will visit your heart in a very special way, because we're all going to be seeing one another very shortly in heaven. And so, you know, we need to keep it together, because we're looking not to this world, but we're looking for a heavenly passport that takes us out. Something we've never seen, felt, or even thought about is coming to pass. And he's coming through the clouds of glory. In an instant, and times shall be no more for us. But boy, this world's going to have troubles. We're going to live and leave out of that day when things are going to be happening. And we're not going to miss what's going to happen, because there's going to be some perilous times. Judgment's coming upon this land. Judgment's coming upon the world. And I pray that everybody will be ready. I pray that our hearts will be softened. The things of the Lord, they'll be victorious in glorious living in the splendor of God. Father, I just pray that you touch your people in a mighty way. We pray, ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. That wonderful name of Jesus is the name above every name. He is the reason for all of us having a hope. We was out of hope until God, through his great love, loved us so much. He sent forth his only son, HaKadosh, the glory of God, down in our life. And then he came one step farther. Then when he was here, he stayed with the people. He seen the needs. He fulfilled great many truths. But then he paid a price that no one else could pay. Oh, come and see that glorious price. Oh, that through his body, it was given. All could come, not just one or two, but all nations, everywhere you are, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. It's sad that too many people are really not taking it very lightly. But it should be the most wonderful experience you've ever had. It should must be the most wonderful direction. And you, without, you have no thought about going any other way or the way of God. The way of Christ, the way through the power of the Holy Ghost. That is nothing else in your mind but serving the living God, because there's no future and nothing else. There's no future out here in serving mammon and all the things of this world. But the future is in the living God. The future is in trusting our Savior. The future is in letting the Holy Ghost come in your life and he be preeminent. In such a way that you walk victorious with God's help through the power of the risen Christ within you, you become alive. You come alive. The situation you face, you come alive. The power of God is there to help you. He's there to help those that need help. And see, that's what it's all about. People never thought about it. God wants us to be to some place where we can reach out, not in ourselves, but being where we should be with the Lord. He touches people. And people are changed. People are healed. People are set free. There's so many people that's captive by wrong spirits. Things that's got them bound. thing that's got them on a course that don't lead to heaven. But God can set those, all those things free in an instant by His power. And God has a purpose for every situation, everything that we face. God has got the reason. We'll follow it with the Lord. You'll see a reason why it's happening. And God don't have to discuss to you what's going on. You just need to rely on Him. He'll make it work. But see, where our ministries are now, they're trying to figure out why it happens, what makes it happen, and all this stuff. And see, there's no faith. They're just trying to come against the Spirit of God acting in a long, right way. God wants us to have such a trust and truth in Him that we're able to complete the mission that Jesus Christ set down in this world, that mankind can be set free, that people be moved upon by the Spirit of God, that they can be receive their healing, they can receive salvation, they can receive a new hope, a new direction, a new calling, a new birth. That God has given us a birth that we can have be birthed in Him. That birth says birth in the Lord. A new birth. Birth in the Lord. We need to enjoy it. We need to move with it. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And there's a lot of things that causes us to lose our strength. You know, in the natural, we have to get out here and this bodies that we have, this temple that we live in, we have to, the more we work it, the better it works. And your spiritual life is the same way. A lot of you have never done anything spiritually, and you're anemic now. You just can't hardly move. You need to exercise your spiritual muscles. And the more you exercise them, the sweeter life will get. The joy of the Lord becomes your strength. You know, when you're out there, when you lose your joy, that's a system that God's built within you, that when you start losing your joy, it means that's time to sit down and seek God for something to change your life, bring it back to the place where the joy of the Lord is your strength. See out here when you lift weights, you exercise that muscle, and you exercise it, and it gets bigger, and it gets bigger, and when you eat also, you take eating in, and you take water in, and you take air in, but you also exercise, and those, if you do this for a young person, pretty soon you get stronger. Well, that's the way the Word of God is. We start out as a little area. We start exercising. We start studying the Word. We start eating the Word. We start praying. And we start seeking God. And we have in our whole avenue is in the Lord. We open up a page, and that page shows God. And we want to get into that where God's at. We want to come into the avenue that God's given us to a place for eternal life. The Bible says, few there be that find it. And I believe it's very true. Because people lose their joy. The joy of your Lord is your strength. It makes you arise. But all these other things are part of that strength too, package too. You know, you can get out here and brag about your where you're coming from, and you're so haughty and so great shot, big shot with man and with God and all this stuff. But who knows how big you are. But I'll guarantee if you'll stand in the Spirit, you'll know where you are. You don't have to have someone come and say, what are you doing? No. Spirit of God is there to manifest itself in you, that you might be victorious, that you might walk upright and walk in straight direction. Walk humbly before God. He has showed the old man what is good and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. It's in the Word of God. The Bible says, walk humbly. Humble thyself upon the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober. What's being sober mean? It means aware, being very thoughtful, being every intent on what you're surrounding. You're not taking it lightly, but you're taking it as a big task is for you. And the more you put into it, the more God's going to bless you. You know, see, God is so wonderful. We put a little into something, God takes much. And that's how you get out here, you can't outgive God in every area. But spiritually, you can't outgive God. If you'll start putting him first and not being a show off, not getting out there and bragger and all those things, God don't like them. I think he doesn't like them. I'm pretty sure that it sort of says in the word. We're to be a humble people. And when you're a show off and a bragger, that's not very humble. And I see so many Christians, I was almost ashamed to be around them. They're haughty. They're always talking about someone else. And when I go places, and I can truly say, I sit back and listen. If I'm in any situation, I'm thinking my brother will burn, I'll sit back and listen. I don't say a lot. Until it's God, how much he, when God says open my mouth, then I open it. And then nobody can keep me to close it because God's opened it. And so that's what he wants. He says, quick to hear, slow to speak. Quick to hear. What are we hearing? We're hearing from the Spirit. We're hearing from the Spirit. We're hearing from God. God says, come out from among it. So we have to take courage in the Lord, and we come out from it by being singular in the things of the Lord. We're not over here thinking about farming at the times. It's all right at times you think that, but I mean, that isn't just, but I get around Christians, they're chit-chatting about everything, it really don't make any difference. But where our spirit is, that's where God will find us. As a man so thinketh in his heart, so is he. Out of abundance of heart, the mouth speaketh. So if we got some iniquity in within us, it's gonna come out. You're not gonna keep it in there. It's gonna come out. It's gonna tell tales on you very shortly. And you're gonna get embarrassed. You're gonna get before that. You're gonna get known because you're not where you should be. And God wants to be a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor, a vessel. Oh, it transfers God's glory. When hardships come, hey, that's the time that we can go. Glory to God. We can believe that God's able to go do exceedingly abundantly all we can ask and think according to the power that works within me. Greater is he that's in me. He is in the world. So, when times come, say, praise God. The Lord is just about for our time to go to work. The Lord says, yeah, get your suit on. You're going to go out here and you're going to stand in faith. You're going to walk humbly. Your peers out here that know you, they don't see nothing in you, but I'll see, we don't have to satisfy anything but the Lord. His eyes are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. So we don't have to be caring what someone says. Well, you don't quite measure up. Well, God's the one that's got the distance. God's the one that understands mathematics. He understands English. He understands all the languages. And God, if you're where you should be, God lets you know when things are not right. But if you are right, God will bless you. You know that peace. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The peace that passes all understanding. You know, people can lay down at night, oh, and the peace of God is just there, manifests itself because the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's that high tower of your blessing. You're surrounded by God's love, God's packages. But you know, there's more than that. God's even brought angels down around here. He says they'll even give us charge over keeping all of our ways. And they'll bear the upper of our hands unless we be even. This says in Hebrews 1, aren't they not ministering spirits to minister for the saints? God's given you great tools. So greater is he that's in you than that old one that's in the world. So don't feel left out. Don't feel ashamed. Just say, God bless you, everybody. You have your own way. You have your own fun. But I'm going to trust in living God because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I'm not going to sell out for no two-bit item over here that's worth nothing. When I can have this rich, expensive gift from God, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I mean, it saturates my head from the crown of my head, the very sole of my feet. It puts my spirit on fire from heaven and the anointing of God and the anointing which you received of him abideth in you and you need not that any man teach you this, but as that same anointing teaches you truth and is no lie and even having taught you, ye shall abide in him. All these things come from heaven and they're exciting. They're blessed. You know, the Christians always thought, well, we're just have to get out here and we have to live half-heartedly because we got such a tough road. No, you haven't got a tough road. You got the best way. You got the exciting way. You got the joy of the Lord. You got peace. Like a mighty river. You got the salvation come from heaven. And when you see souls saved, wasn't it mighty? Oh, glory to God. When you see someone receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, what a blessing. What a testimony. What a monument of God's love. Just think that you're part of God's army. You're part of Him. That you can go out here and lead a soul to know Him. What a wonderful testimony. It's not a hard work. You shouldn't have to be paid for it. You should just do it out of your love. And when your church is run, you know, you don't really need nothing else but the Lord running. That's what the early church did it. And that's what it still says in the book of Ephesians. Follow it. These are spirits from heaven. And God will clothe His people with righteousness. God will clothe them with the Spirit of God. God spilled that little love on the love some of the longest kind. Oh, glory to God, you'll have love squeezing out of yourself. You'll have great billows of power. You'll have holiness around you. You know, I hear people say, well, is it right to do this or do this? You don't even worry about that. Do what's good. You don't have to worry about what's bad, because bad will be from you. Love says come out from among it. Don't say mix with it. He says, come out from other and be separate. Be a separated people. Hey, holy people, and God will bless you. He'll bless your socks off. He'll give you a new start, a new direction, a new calling, a new hope, a new joy and peace in God. It's real. It'll last you forever and ever and ever. And we don't have to worry about our contract wearing out, because God remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. You stay true to God, and God's going to stay true to you. In Revelation, the third chapter, it says, He's going to remember us at that day, and He's going to keep us from that hour of destruction that's going to come upon the face of the whole earth. God's going to keep you when happening things happen. You're living in a secret place of the Most High. He that dwells in a secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. But many out there, you don't even know what I'm talking about, but you need to speak it. You speak things as being so. The Word of God, God gives us that's what we do when we become a Christian. We actually speak things into existence. As God spoke them into existence, He lets us speak them. He lets us speak life to soul that needs healing. We speak it into the, we're not nobody, but we're acting in what God called us to do. Thy words, this word is powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. It does the will from heaven. By words that were justified, and by words that are condemned, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, and my redeemer. So God's in the ministry's business. If you want to minister, you don't have a license, you don't need one. God will anoint you, God will bless you, and God will open a windows of heaven to you. God will give you a ministry that no one else has got, a unique ministry. Like me. I have nothing. I don't know how God even used me. But about 50 years ago or so, the Lord kept putting my heart that I'd speak all over the world. Every time I'd get close, He'd tell me that. And I thought, how can that ever happen, Lord? I just couldn't ever see myself going revival all over the world. Well, I know God had a way. The internet, we're speaking all over the world. See, God knows. And God thinks it's very important because He wills it in the being. When He wills it in the being, it gets done. He's like the traffic control. It just says green when God's going. There's no red light, no caution. He just go green all the way. Green! But you need to get on that green signal right now. And that green signal comes from heaven. And that green signal will open up to you a pathway. It says the pathway of the just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. We need to have that green light facing in heaven. We're not looking to the right or the left, but we're looking to the things from heaven. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee in the end of slumber complete. He that keepeth Israel never sleepeth slumber. God keeps Israel. He's going to keep us. He'll keep us from hard times. He'll bless you this night, but I want to let you know, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You can have that too. You don't have to walk. God, you can have faith in God that God's going to keep you. Even though things get tough, God will keep you. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me. You know what still water, what it is? It's flat. You're going up and down. It's sort of like you're on a roller coaster. But your life needs to flatten out pretty soon. When you're going with God all the time, you're on the still waters. God's keeping you. There's no commotion. You're just going every day. Every day with Jesus, sweeter than the day before. Safe am I in the hollow of mighty hand. Victory in Jesus. The Lord is my Savior, my power, my high buckler, my glorious. No evil shall fall thee, no plague come nigh thy dwelling. Only thine eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. And he'll even give his angels charge over thee. Keep thee in all thy ways, lest thou have a dash thy foot against the stone. God's here to restore you, to bless you, to make his face to shine upon you in a very glorious way. God bless you, people. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way this day. I pray that wherever you are on the earth, that God will touch you mightily. The Spirit of God will be alive in you. God will restore you. God will bless you. God will move mightily upon you. We give you God praise, honor, and glory. And God bless you, wonderful people. Those of you that need help, call in, and Brother Clint will speak with you, and we'll do our best to pray for you, whatever you have a need. But we want you to go be used from God. We want you to be ready when God comes. We want you to have God's best for you right now. You can have God's best. I believe it. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal, but God's come to give you life and give you more abundant life right now. God will complete this day. He'll bless you. Wherever you are, he has got his face to shine upon. He's going to be interested to you. You might say, it's terrible over here. But it's going to be, if you'll hang on, God's going to take you home to heaven. And you're not going to live no longer in a place of destruction. You'll live in safety forever and ever and ever. That's the bottom line. God, it will take you through. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that God will bless you mightily this day. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. God bless. Brother Clint, you want to close in prayer?
Thank you, Lord, for how you showed up again by the power of the Holy Ghost. I was blessed by this message, and I know the listeners were too. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.